Cork City Council Artist and the Community Award Guidelines. Introduction. The Artist and the Community Award replaces the Arts in Context Award. The aim of this change is to reflect the purpose of the award more clearly and to highlight its availability to communities in Cork City. The value of both phases of this award have been augmented to a maximum of €2,000 for phase one, research and development, and €10,000 for phase two, project realisation. The deadline for submission of online applications to the Cork City Council 2025 Artist and the Community Award is 4 p.m. on Thursday the 21st of November 2024. Guidelines for application to this award are provided in this document in the form of 12 frequently asked questions. There is an index of questions overleaf. Detailed information about the application criteria are provided in a separate document, as are access guidelines. For guidelines and criteria, go to Cork City Council's Arts Funding webpage at www.corkcity.ie/en/council-services/services/arts-culture-heritage/arts-culture-heritage/arts-office/arts-funding/. These documents are available in the following formats also: screen reader friendly, large print format, and this audio format. Step-by-step video instructions on completing the online application form will be available to view from the 21st of October on the Cork City Council Arts Funding webpage. To submit your application in any other format, please get in touch to discuss by contacting artsgrants@corkcity.ie or phone 021 492 4000 or 086 036 0498. Index of guidelines based on frequently asked questions. What can I do with this award? Who can submit a proposal? What proposals are eligible? What accommodations are being made to support access requirements? How do I submit a proposal? Who decides if I will be awarded? What happens with information I submit in my application? What is the deadline for applications? What happens if I am not awarded? Where can I find out more about equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts? Where can I find out more about access requirements? I have a question not covered in these guidelines. Who can I contact? Question 1. What can I do with this award? The Artist and the Community Award supports artistic projects involving professional artists working with community groups. There are two phases for this award. Phase 1, research and development. Applicants can apply for support of up to €2,000 towards the research and development of a project. This category prioritises resources needed by professional artists to spend time researching methodologies and developing relationships with a community for the benefit of a future project. The application for the research and development phase must be completed by the lead artist. Phase 2, project realisation. Applicants can apply for support of up to €10,000 towards the realisation of a project. This category prioritises resources needed for a professional artist and community to work together on the realisation of a joint project proposal. The proposal should be completed within the year of the award. Please note, it is recommended that the duration of either phase be planned according to the needs of the participants and is reflected through a fair level of remuneration for arts personnel involved. Question 2. Who can submit a proposal? Professional artists that practice community arts, socially engaged arts, collaborative arts, youth arts, and/or participatory arts, or similar, are invited to submit a proposal to this award. The proposal for the research and development phase must come from the lead artist. The proposal for the project realisation phase must have input by the lead artist and the community group together. More than one artist may be involved in the proposal. At least one lead artist should be identified by name in an application. For the purpose of this award, the term community group shall include pre-established or new community groups. The member of the community groups may be based in the same local area, known as communities of place, or be connected with local organisations such as NGOs, charities, social enterprises and cultural or civic institutions in Cork City. Community groups may also have come together from across the city through a common interest or activity. They are known as communities of interest and communities of practice. Community groups may work from spaces such as accommodation centres or shelters, schools, health or social care settings, youth clubs, prisons, community centres, etc. Question 3. What proposals are eligible? The criteria for eligibility is described in detail in a separate award criteria document. Applications will only qualify for assessment that meet those criteria. If you are unsure whether your proposal is eligible for this award, contact artsgrants@corkcity.ie or phone 021 492 4000. Question 4. What accommodations are being made to support access requirements? Cork City Council Arts Office is committed to the support of equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts as per Arts Council of Ireland policy. In 2024, Cork City Council Arts Office augmented the upper limit of both phases of the Artist and the Community Award to reflect the increased demand for this approach to artistic practice and the costs associated. In the same year, Cork City Council Arts Office also established a process by which applicants can apply for support to cover costs associated with access requirements in relation to the Artist and the Community Award. See question 11 for more details. Other accommodations include the following. Large print screen reader friendly soft copy versions, audio version and hard copy versions of A application criteria and B guidelines are available to download as two separate documents from Cork City Council Arts Funding webpage. A funding webinar will be hosted by Cork City Council Arts Office for prospective applicants on the 17th of October 2024. To attend, book your place at bit.ly/CCCArtsFunds25. The webinar will cover the purpose of Cork City Council's funding schemes and answer any questions relating to the award criteria or guidelines. The recording of this event will be captioned and available to download from the Cork City Council Arts Funding webpage. The recording can be provided with accompanying Irish Sign Language interpretation if requested by the 18th of October via email to artsgrants@corkcity.ie. As an alternative to written proposals submitted via the online form, audio applications are facilitated via email. Instructions for submitting this format is outlined under question 5. Question 5. How do I submit a proposal for this award? To submit a proposal, you must complete an online application form which is hosted on a platform used by Cork City Council called Submit. To use Submit, you must first set up a Submit account. You will find step-by-step video instructions to do so from the 17th of October 2024 on Cork City Council's Arts Funding webpage. When your Submit account is set up, you can log in and begin your application. You will find the application form and step-by-step instructions on completing it at Cork City Council's Arts Funding webpage. Applicants must complete all sections of the Artist and the Community Award application with the following exceptions. Section E, Community Group Contact Information, will only be relevant to Phase 2 Project Realisation applicants. If you are applying for Phase 1 Research and Development, you may skip that section. Section F, Access Requirements, will not be relevant to all applicants. If it is not relevant to you, You may skip that section. For guidelines on access requirements, see question 11. Applicants are also required to submit additional essential enclosures. These are detailed in the award criteria document. Once your online application form is complete and submitted, there is one more task to perform before it will be received for assessment by Cork City Council verification. You must follow the instructions that appear after you click the submit button to verify your submission via a link that will be sent to the inbox of the email address you use to log in to submit. Be sure to leave yourself enough time prior to the deadline to perform this last task. If you encounter any technical difficulties, contact artsgrants@corkcity.ie or phone 021 492 4000. Applicants who wish to submit audio applications must inform Cork City Council Arts Office by the 18th of October 2024 in order that a transcript can be arranged for assessment. Guidelines for recorded submissions are below. Verbal answers to application questions via audio submissions must not exceed the word count on the application form. Audio recordings can be uploaded to SoundCloud or Bandcamp. You must submit a web link to your audio via email to artsgrants@corkcity.ie by the deadline for all funding applications to this award. Audio files attached to an email will not be accepted. If the online audio is password protected, the relevant password must be included in the same submission email to artsgrants@corkcity.ie with the link to access it. Essential enclosures listed in the application form will need to be provided as recordings also, unless they can be submitted as text files via attachment to the same submission email. The name of the applicant must be included in the submission email. In order to submit audio recorded applications, please contact Cork City Council Arts Office by emailing us at artsgrants@corkcity.ie before the 18th of October 2024 so that we can plan for the transcription of your application after the deadline. To submit your application in any other format, please get in touch to discuss by contacting artsgrants@corkcity.ie or phone 021 492 4000. Question 6. Who decides if I will be awarded? Your application will be assessed by a panel of people that decide who should receive the award based on how well the proposal fulfills the criteria outlined in the application criteria document. Each person invited to be on the panel will have relevant experience working in the arts and also feel strongly about the importance of arts in community contexts. The panel will be facilitated by a staff member from Cork City Council Arts Office. The panel will first review all of the proposals received by the application deadline. Next, they will meet and discuss the merits of the proposals. Finally, they will mark the proposals based on the criteria headings, artistic criteria, strategic criteria, and operational criteria. Proposals scoring the highest marks will receive an award based on available funds. Cork City Council may offer amounts of grant aid less than the amount sought. Grant assistance will be awarded only where applications meet the criteria set down by Cork City Council. You can read all about the criteria in a separate document called Award Criteria. Question 7. What happens with information I submit in my application? Cork City Council undertakes to use its best endeavours to hold confidential any information provided by applicants subject to its obligations under law, including the Freedom of Information Act 2014. Applicants are requested to consider if any of the information supplied should not be disclosed because of its sensitivity. If this is the case, candidates should, when providing the information, identify same and specify the reasons for its sensitivity. If such information is not identified as sensitive, and Cork City Council on consideration does not deem it sensitive, then such information is liable to be released in response to a Freedom of Information request without further consultation with the applicants. Cork City Council will consult with any candidates about sensitive information before making a decision on any Freedom of Information Act request received. Question 8. What is the deadline for submissions? The deadline for submission of applications is 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 21st of November 2024. You are advised to submit your application as early as possible in case of any technical challenges on the day to ensure it is received on time. Question 9. What happens if I am not awarded? All applicants will be notified by letter about the outcome of the assessment of applications by March 2025. You will be informed if your proposal was not awarded. An unsuccessful application does not preclude you from applying for funding through this award in the future. Question 10. Where can I find out more about equality, diversity and inclusion in the arts? You can search for the Arts Council of Ireland's Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Policy on their website and also for their toolkit resources. Question 11. Where can I find out more about access requirements? Personal access costs are costs related to personal access requirements that will remove barriers for you or your collaborators who are involved in delivering your proposal. You can download access guidelines for the Arts and the Community Award on the Cork City Council Arts Funding webpage. For this award, you can apply for personal access costs necessary to complete your proposal. These costs will be additional to any funding which you are awarded, subject to availability of funding, up to 20% of the value of the total award requested. For example, if €10,000 is requested, the maximum amount that can be allocated to cover access costs is 20% of that, which is €2,000. This amount would be on top of or in addition to the total award requested. Contact Arts and Disability Ireland for guidance on access at www.adiarts.ie. For more tips and resources, go to www.accesstoolkit.art. I have a question not covered in these guidelines. Who can I contact? Please contact Cork City Council Arts Office, Community Culture and Placemaking Directorate, Cork City Council, City Hall, Anglesey Street, Cork, Ireland. Telephone 021 492 4000 or 086 036 0498. Email artsgrants@corkcity.ie.